I'm just dazzled inside, said Anne. I want to say 100 things, and I can't find words to say them in. Excuse me a minute, Diana. I must run right out to the field to tell Matthew. They hurried to the hayfield below the barn, where Matthew was coiling hay, and as luck would have it, Mrs. Lynde was talking to Marilla at the lane fence. "Oh, Matthew," exclaimed Anne, "I've passed, and I'm first, or one of the first."
"Well, now, I always said it," said Matthew, gazing at the pass list delightedly. "I knew you could beat them all easy." "You've done pretty well, I must say, Anne," said Marilla, trying to hide her extreme pride in Anne from Mrs. Rachel's critical eye. But that good soul said heartily, "I just guess she has done well. You're a credit to your friends, Anne, that's what, and we're all proud of you."
"Put on your white organdy by all means, Anne," advised Diana decidedly. They were dressing for a concert at the White Sands Hotel. The guests had got it up in aid of the Charlottetown Hospital and had hunted out all the available amateur talent in the surrounding districts to help it along, and Anne Shirley of Avonlea was to recite a poem. Anne was deliciously athrill with the excitement of it. "Do you really think the organdy would be best?" queried Anne anxiously. "It's so soft and frilly and clinging," said Diana. "It seems as if it grew on you." Anne sighed and yielded. "Here," Diana went on, "let me fix your hair in 2 thick braids and tie them halfway up with big white bows. There's something so stylish about you, Anne." "Already," she called, as Marilla appeared in the doorway. "Come right in and look at our elocutionist, Marilla. Doesn't she look lovely?" Marilla emitted a sound between a sniff and a grunt.
"She looks neat and proper, but that dress looks most too thin for these damp nights."
And she stalked downstairs, thinking proudly how sweet Anne looked. "What are you going to recite, Anne? And are you nervous?" Diana asked.
"Not a bit. I've recited so often in public, I don't mind at all now.
I've decided to give the Maiden's Vow." "What will you recite if they encore you?"
"They won't dream of encoring me," scoffed Anne, who was not without her own secret hopes that they would, and already visioned herself telling Matthew all about it at the next morning's breakfast table. When they reached the hotel, it was a blaze of light from top.